Doe a deer, a female deer.
Yes, this week on the podcast, we're going to be doing nothing but singing show tunes.
Oh, man.
Hello, my baby. Hello. No, just kidding. We would never do that to you.
That would... Yeah, I'm sorry.
I apologize for the last 15 seconds. I'm Beano, and joined by my Get Geekish compatriot...
Derek.
You said this, what, like...
Well, because I thought you were, like, compatriot to me sounded like... I don't know. It just sounded weird to me in my head.
Geek in arms?
That sounds weird, too. But I'll go with it. Yeah. I'll go with it. Yeah. I'll allow it.
But back for another podcast. We're closing in on our 100th podcast, which seems somewhat unbelievable.
2 years ago, a couple days ago, is when we started this, so...
Yeah.
I know that means nothing. If you're listening to this, you're like... 2 years ago, to a couple, do carry the three, do the math. Anyway.
But we got another half hour to talk with you, or talk at you as the case may be, about the geeky things that come through our heads. And this week we decided to take a little dive into some of the things that we wish existed.
So put on your... I don't know.
They need their spectacles to listen to.
Because I was thinking, I was trying to...
Man, this show is so bad, I got to put glasses on.
Well, no, because I was trying to tie it in, because you know how Google tried to do their Google Glass at some point? That's one of the inventions that I wish would work. Like the hologram, like heads-up display glasses.
Uh-huh.
Because that would be great. We see those in science fiction stuff.
They're still working on it. I mean, the newer Google Glasses look much nicer than the ones. And was it Tesla or one of the automakers... actually now has a HUD display that shows up on the inside of your windshield.
Which is great, because it's like a video game, and I love video games. So
yeah. I don't want a left turn signal monitor. I want a grenade monitor.
Haven't you guys seen Mario Kart? Where's my shell? But
the,
I mean...
The part that weirds me out about the heads-up display thing is I feel like that might be one of the great dividers. Because I feel like I'm at an age where I'm at the cusp of between... We're going to take the typical generational breakdowns and throw those out the window. But we're at that precipice between the tech generation and the non-tech generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see very, very easily how the stereotypically younger generations can have a screen full of stuff and just see everything on it. Even you and we were playing games, you'd be telling stuff like reading kill feeds on Call of Duty games. Like, how the heck do you see that?
That's how my brain works, man.
And in mine, I see more than some of the older folks that I know, not to be ageist, but I can be playing Overwatch and still see part of the map and see some bullets left and see some kills and stuff like that. But I go with somebody else, and outside of the actual 3 inches surrounding the character they're playing, they can't see anything else on the screen at all. So if we move to an era when everything is on heads-up displays, you've got a pair of glasses that display everything you need for your entire day, there's going to be people that can have 40 or 50 things up there and go on their merry way, and other people that could be like, how many emails do I have?
Well, I mean, that look at it right now. We'll use my wife as an example. She's one of those people that just lets the emails build up, so she has a notification of like 900 and something emails.
Let's preface this for our listeners, that you are one of those monsters that can't have a notification on your phone.
I can't. I can't, dude. It bothers me. As soon as I get a notification on my phone, I have to look at it. Every morning, I... see that I have emails, I go through, get rid of them. I cannot stand the notifications. So I'm all for
it. I just thinned out my Gmail. I'm down to below 10,000 messages in there again.
Oh my God. Dude, no.
I need to find some of that stuff once in a while.
No. Okay. That brings me to another thing. I would love an actual virtual personal assistant, like a Cortana type, that actually is not like a Google Home. I want like a hologram that can...
Oh, so you want to just say, yeah. So it becomes, did you see that what Samsung unveiled?
Nah.
I don't know if it was at CES this year or something like that before this, but they are showing off this AI that's basically that. It's an assistant, but you can create exactly how it looks and it mimics human form. So it's actually a generated avatar of, and you can adjust how their looks and how they sound. And it's the technology behind it is supposed to be much more into the personality of things rather than just the robotic reading back.
Well, okay, so did you see the new Blade Runner?
No.
Okay. They have a hologram system in there. It was Blade Runner, right? Yeah, it was Blade Runner. Where, like, it can follow you throughout the house and everything like that, and I want that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. Like, they can't, like, do stuff. But if your house is, you know, how you have a Google Home, basically, and the Simpsons predicted that the house will kill you eventually, but it'll become sentient. But, like, they can control, like, start the stove and everything like that. That I think would be awesome.
Every time you curse at your AI, turn on natural gas.
Right?
I'm sorry. I'll get you new batteries.
Another thing, I guess we'll get this out of the way.
Okay.
Hoverboards.
Yeah, we brought up hoverboards a lot, and I don't even know why. I can't ride a skateboard to save my life, but I feel like I could ride a hoverboard for some reason.
I know why.
Or I'd spend the time to try.
It's because of Back to the Future.
Yeah. And Transformers.
I want my hoverboards. I want my hovering cars. Honestly, if you went back to when I was a kid in the 90s and was like, hey, by 2020, nothing's changed, I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah, a lot has changed, but I...
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, not how they predicted in the movies and stuff like that. Because in 1990, 2020 seemed...
Well, what? The Transformers cartoon was supposed to be set in 2005?
Something like that,
The Jetsons was set in 2012 or 2020 or something like that?
It's one of those ones where it felt like it was a long way away, and now we're here, we're like...
Hmm.
Huh. I mean, our vehicles have become a little bit smarter, but...
Yeah. You get better gas mileage and go a little faster, but... You know, I feel like when I'm expecting hover cars, flying jets, and automatic drivers, then suddenly things like heated seats and driver's side assist don't seem so cool.
Right?
Yeah. Look, this car can help you back out of a parking space. Wow.
This one will help you parallel park. Sweet.
It's 2020. I was expecting to not have to parallel park ever again. Thanks, technology.
I feel like being that, as you said it on, like, the bridge between the non-technological and then the technological, we grew up without computers for the most part,
mm-hmm.
and then they kind of came slowly into our life and everything like that. I think we have more of an appreciation for technology as it is, but I also think because of that, because the 80s and the 90s didn't really know what technology could do, we have a high standard for what we should have right now.
Yeah, but it's got hills and valleys too, because we got the high standard of what we think we should have by now, but we also have a very low ceiling of things that we think are possible.
That's true.
You can't do that! Oh, wow, they can do that? I don't want to sound like Grandpa Joe, like, you can't do that! Technology's just going to ruin the planet!
Maybe that is. We have a high standard of what we want. You know, we want the stupid superficial things like hoverboards and everything like that, but technology is actually helping crops grow and everything like that. We're like, oh, I guess that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And we have the expectations. You know, we look at high speed internet. We want all these new things, technology. But the ideas of some of these new speeds of data transfer they're talking about are unfathomable. I still remember getting my 56K baud modem, and you hear these 10 gigabit internet speeds. You're like, you're just making numbers up now. You can't do that.
Well, it's also funny is you go back to when you first got that computer, you know, the dial-up. You know, you're downloading a picture, and it's like, delete.
One line at a time.
And you're like, oh, this is so great. Now I take for granted my quote-unquote...
I can just see 8-year-old you looking at Cindy Crawford right now. Keep going. Don't pick up the phone, Mom!
Well, what's funny is, like, you look at it now, and I take for granted the high-speed internet when I'm sitting there playing a video game online with somebody across the world, and I get lag, and I'm like, oh, stupid internet is so slow! And then I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm sending signals to space and back and playing with some dude in another country. I want to take your assistant to the next level, though. I read this somewhere, and I thought it would be a fantastic thing. It's not quite the assistant, but it's a physical search engine.
Okay.
You have an idea or question, you just ask Google or Alexa, or you type in your search bar, you find answers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And combine that with some of the new stores. I can't remember some of the stores, but they're trying to do RF tracking, where you could put like a grocery list, and the RF tags will just lead you exactly to where those items are in the store. But imagine you get something else that could do 3D map inside your house and monitor stuff. So you're like, hey, crap, where'd I put my car keys? And it can just scan your recent history and figure out where your car keys were.
So it makes your house a browser?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of scary.
I know, but just
cool.
Just wireframe surveillance to your house to, you know, recognition. You're like, oh, man, did I where did I put that paper yesterday? You can just search through that. You moved that paper to the office at 7 p.m. yesterday.
Can it help you with the mystery that befalls a whole bunch of people of why did I walk into this room?
Exactly. That'd be a nice touch.
I don't know if it could help with that because that's all in your head. You get up, you walk into the next room, you're like, "What? Why did I come in here?"
I think that's why I'm slightly overweight. If I'm going to put some blame on stuff, it's because I do that a lot. And my go-to is like, I must have been hungry. Get some food. Walking by, what am I doing here? It must have been for snacks.
But why am I in the basement? I'll go to the kitchen.
Maybe I thought I had more snacks down here. Maybe we're out of snacks upstairs. Maybe that's why I'm down here.
Speaking of snacks and overweight, a food replicator.
Star Trek style?
Yes. Or, mm-hmm. I mean, like any science fiction where they take that little, just like a little grain of something, you add water to it, and then poof, it's a chicken dinner.
Like, I feel like that one could actually happen in our lifetimes to a point. Because you break down the science behind what a replicator would actually be. Everything's just made up of chemicals.
Right.
So if somebody could just figure out how to rearrange chemicals, I could turn this stack of D&D dice into a cheeseburger, for all I know. Like, I don't know if there's enough chemicals that are in a cheeseburger. But whatever.
Well, you know what I mean? Where like they go up and like, or they just say, yeah, I want biscuits and gravy, and then Otis just magically appears. We might turn into the Wall-E generation of have to be hovered around because they'll make food accessible. But it also might help the worldwide type of thing. But it also like would help me get back to gaming too. So
I got the solution for that though. Betty White's dear food replicator, I'd like a Twinkie that fulfills the food pyramid, but still tastes the same. I think I just broke the internet. All the computer processing power in the world to make a Twinkie healthy.
Ugh. I mean, Twinkies aren't good to begin with, but...
You take that back.
Nah.
You take that back.
That's just because you're the Twinkie King.
Yeah.
Sounds weird.
I could have gone a different way with that, but...
Yep. But, I mean, that's something that would be pretty cool. And if we're going to talk Star Trek, too, I mean, like...
The teleporters?
I was getting there. I figured that was two. Teleporters, the comms. Like, we kind of have the comms now with cell phones and everything like that, but...
What do you mean kind of? Only thing they can't do is cross a galaxy.
Exactly! No, I mean, like, I want to be able to...
And if we're going that far, screw Star Trek, I want the Ansible from Ender's Game series. No time lag, subatomic communication across any distance in time.
Well, if we're going to Ender's Game, give me the arena where it's 0G and laser tag.
Yeah, I would love to have a battle zone or battle. What do they call it? Battle.
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've read the book. But I mean, that would be another thing. Like, that would be awesome. Take an urban air type of thing and have.
Oh yeah, little kid me like wanted to be an astronaut. I still to this day am probably gonna be on the deathbed going, man. We never got to feel what it's like to be in outer space.
You could send your ashes into space on a rocket.
Why does dead me get to have the fun? Live me is the one that's going to enjoy space. Dead me is just going to end up on a planet somewhere.
But I'm just thinking, like, 0G, they have the suits that you get hit and it just freezes your body. Like, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a lot of fun. You know, without the whole training for war aspect, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, like you said, most military exercises.
True.
Basic training would be awesome if it was just an obstacle course and you won money at the end of it. What are you going to do? You're going to go kill people. Hey, oh. But we'll pay for your college.
What else do you got?
I would love the Babelfish to exist.
From Hitchhiker's Guide to the
Galaxy. Because we have things like Google Translate and things like that that can do it to a point. But anyone that's ever had to translate something knows that a lot of things get lost in translation, hence the entire phrase of that.
Yep.
That the words that I translate to another language don't necessarily mean the same thing they did in my language, but the Babelfish takes care of that because it somehow magically regurgitates everything in your brain, makes you understand any language in the universe.
Well, it's not even that. It's like not even from the Hitchhiker's Guide. I mean, every basic science fiction trope has some sort of translator where it's something that you put in your ear, or if you're on the ship, it automatically just translates it for you. That's how they get by without not having to use subtitles in movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great. It's genius.
Yeah.
I would love that. I mean, they kind of have that now where you can hold up your phone and somebody will talk to it and then it'll translate it back.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting close to that point, but it's still spotty at best.
Remember the website babblefish.com? I don't know if it still exists. But
it's been a while, but I remember that thing.
Yeah, from the early 2000s.
Now, there's another one that I think we're much closer than most people want to believe we are, and is also slightly terrifying, is the whole downloading information to the brain, like Matrix style. Because when I look at my nerdy websites, I found there's a couple of tests of places that are actually interfacing slight things where you're using a brain to control a computer, or they have prosthetic limbs that are in control of brains, or being able to access or copy information or put things on brains. And how great would it be to be like, I would like to learn how to mountain bike. That was a horrible example.
What did you you were just talking about language. Why didn't you just say speak Italian fluently?
Yeah, that's how we got.
Why did you go to mountain biking?
I don't know.
Why did I end up in this room? Snacks. I see it. I got it now.
Aren't you amazed I'm still alive?
Okay, so Demolition Man style, where you can kind of sleep and just learn things. That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not the cryo freezing, but I think that's another thing that they're probably getting close to doing.
Yeah, well,
unless you ask somebody who says Walt Disney's already cryo frozen, but
well, let's be honest here though. If the cryo freezing like is restful, I might be down for that. Like get caught up on rest. Like just put me down for 10 years.
Wake up, you're actually like, I don't know what this feeling is. Everything's brighter.
I feel rested for the first time, sir. You've been asleep for 26 years. That's all.
We tried to wake you up 15 years earlier, but you wouldn't do it.
The cryogenic snooze button. Nah, 5 more years.
Okay, so like downloading information to the brain like that would be pretty cool. What about, and I know my wife is all about this because she's every time I like mention an android or a cyborg, she's like, oh, I want to be a cyborg. So remember the Keanu Reeves movie that we watched?
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like that.
Replicas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily cloning somebody that fast, but downloading your sentient into a robot.
I am all for that too. Me and your wife are on the same page.
I like the idea, but like then that brings up the whole spiritual discussion of what is a soul? So does that go with you into the robot? Do you still have feelings?
I'm going to go with yes.
Okay.
Sure. All the feelings you got now, they're just copied brainwaves. It's cool.
Johnny Five Alive.
And let's be honest. If I can be in a titanium core robot that's stronger than anything on the planet, this amusement park can feed some trees. Like,
why did I walk into this room? Oh, yeah. Oil. So that'd be kind of cool. I mean, and plus, I think that would be able to...
I do think the possibility for that being used for horrible, horrible things is a whole other level, because there's a lot of movies. I think one of the cool ones was like the last Resident Evil movie of all things. Spoiler alerts. If you've never seen that movie, plug yours for a second. But the villain, you get towards the end of the movie and he thinks he's created a clone army of himself to help him take over these things. And then by the end of the movie, he finds out that he was not the original. So then him and a bunch of himself is getting a giant, tear-jerking, bloodlust fight with each other because they can't handle the fact that they weren't the original because they all think they were.
I was going to say that's another thing is actual cloning.
Mm-hmm. And I just read another book, Dark Matter, I think it was called, about this guy that another one of his lives discovers how to use like a Pandora's box style thing to unlock a multiverse. To where you can go to universe and every decision you could ever make in anything has already happened at the same time. So if you can go between those worlds and all of a sudden crap hits the fan and he goes later and then all of a sudden in the world that he's in there's 10 or 20 of him all trying to get back to his wife, all thinking that they were the one that got messed up along the way.
Well, I mean, technically they all were, right?
I know, and that's the
but I mean, that brings up too, you mentioned time machines before we started this podcast.
That's true. I'm actually okay without time machines because I think all time machines would be used. If it was just me that had a time machine, yeah.
If you could go back and just observe, then I'm all for it. But the problem is then you get into the whole butterfly effect of things, and like if you can alter time, you're going to screw up everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like it would be fun if you knew that only you could use it or somebody that you trusted use it, but the second there's a time machine on the street, we're going to pop in $5, go back in time. Like, but we can't all be rich millionaires.
That's the thing, is if the timeline thing is only observe only because it's already happened, then I'm all for it. I would love to go back in time and see Rome in its heyday and everything like that. But if it's a time traveling thing where you can go back and you have to be careful not to alter anything or touch anything or interact with anything, then nah, I'm all right. Unless it's like a Bill and Ted time machine where obviously it doesn't screw with anything if you take people from their timelines, but mm-hmm. I don't know.
And it would be fun to go in the future too to see, because then maybe I get my chance to go into space, but there's just as good a chance to go in the future and end up in a giant wormhole of napalm death. So, it, yeah. Hey, look, it's the future. Ah! Right. How about this? One that's almost there with military stuff, but the whole active camouflage, like Predator style.
Again, like you said, wrong hands? Nope.
With all technology in the wrong hands, things are going to go wrong, but active camouflage, I think, is going to cause a lot less of the problems for humanity than traveling through and altering the fabric of time.
Okay.
Might get a few more peeping Toms in the bathroom, a few secrets spilled in the governments, but...
Oh, man.
Eternity itself will not be thwarted.
Harry Potter walking around with his little cloak. That, yeah, they've made progress in that. I mean, they've made progress in the robots, too. They can just go around and open up doors and...
Oh, yeah, if you've ever watched the videos of the Boston Dynamics robots, I could watch those things for hours.
I feel so bad for those robots, though. Watch them get kicked over again and again.
Yeah.
That's why... They
do make great videos when somebody dubbed over them with voices.
I know, but that's how the robots are going to become sentient, because they're tired of getting pushed around.
Why do you think I am so nice to my technology, except when it screws with me?
I yell at mine, too.
Just got the computer to short out just then.
Right. Not necessarily transporters, like teleporters, which would be awesome.
Are you going to go for the Futurama tubes?
I am.
Mm.
Like, something along those lines where we actually have fast travel. I mean, you got the bullet trains in Japan, which...
And Hyperloop is being built in places, which is not too far off.
But, like legit travel where we don't have to sit there and spend 12, 14 hours to get across the world, where you could just, bloop, and you're there. Granted, that would also probably... cause problems too, but it's better than getting my matter rearranged and stuff.
Yeah, that was my problem with the Star Trek transporters. Far too many episodes made it was the responsibility of whoever's running the controls to get you back in one piece. Like, mm-hmm. There's far too many, oh, sorry, I didn't bring that up enough. I lost both your kidneys along the way. Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, I got my experience from Spaceballs when his head was backwards. So that was right there. I was like, you know what, maybe that's not a good idea.
Galaxy Quest, yep. They turn that alien inside out.
Yep.
And there's warnings there for us. I did save the thing that I think would be one of the greatest gifts to mankind if it ever could really be created. Another one from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
What's that?
And that's the point of view gun.
Okay.
If you're not familiar... You can use it on anyone. You point it at them, pull the trigger, and then that person will automatically see things from the perspective of the person that fires the gun. Every argument can be put to rest. Forced empathy on people. Is that a bad thing? Does that make me a dictator, that forcing empathy on the human race?
Yes. That's kind of taking
you
away.
You know what? Magneto was right. Thanos was right. People need to care about each other.
That's taking away the free will.
It's not making you change your choice.
I know, but
all it does is force you to see the other person's perspective. It doesn't. The gun doesn't say you can't do what you were going to do. It say, before you do that, you got to know how this person's going to feel. Boom, go.
Yeah, but then it's going to turn into like just a gun battle going back and forth with point of views. You know that.
Well, better than a gun battle going back and forth of napalm.
Touche. Touche. What about the VR?
The scary thing about that was that we did learn from Marvin, though, that the point of view gun, it also a very overly effective way to spread chronic depression, too. So,
I mean, can we have a Marvin? Is that on your list?
Androids, robots?
Voiced by Alan Rickman? That would be pretty cool.
That would.
That'd be pretty
cool. Could we have, like, voiced by a happier version of Alan Rickman?
Can it be voiced by Samuel L. Jackson?
No, I mean, like...
I know what you mean.
Like, Alan Rickman in Love Actually, or Alan Rickman in Die Hard, or something like that. Like,
not Alan Rickman in Love Actually? Come on. Die Hard, yes. And Harry Potter, maybe, but not Love Actually.
What do you mean? In Harry Potter, Snape was probably more depressed than Marvin was.
Anyway, what about the VR from Ready Player One?
Oh, that would be pretty rad.
Right? I mean, we're close to that. Not to the aspect of the full-on PvP that they are, but we're getting there.
And we're getting close. I think the universal directional treadmills and movement things, if they could figure that stuff out, that's when...
Some of them do. Some of them have the treadmills where you can do that, and they have the kinetic vests where you can feel everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think, what I'm talking about is like, I want the full immersion, being able to...
See, this is what they combine, though, because this is my thought. We're all trying to get the Ready Player One style of thing, but it's the Matrix style that's going to come in. Forget doing this thing. Just plug in. You'll think you're doing it.
Well, that's... No. No.
How is thinking you're running a race different than you actually running a race?
Because at least if you're on the treadmill, you're getting some workout.
Well, you plug in and make your body think you are and get those muscles worked out anyway.
Then you turn into the Wally generation.
No, you plug yourself in and say, hey, tell my muscles I just ran a 10K. Better build those back up. You're going to be jacked by the time you wake up in the morning.
You know, you've mentioned space countless times, but you haven't mentioned like just space travel in general. Just
I figure it was kind of a gimme.
being able to hop on a shuttle and just, you know, go to the moon for the day, or, you know, like Fifth Element style.
I'm leery of space travel until there's space travel that's fast enough that we can actually go to places where there's other, like, civilizations. Because I'm still leery of, like, yeah, we can travel in space across galaxies, and to travel eons upon eons away to be like, wow, there's a bunch of nothing out here.
Or there's a bunch of stuff you don't want to know.
Yeah. Put it back.
But, I mean, I think that'd be cool is, like, do a Fifth Element type of thing and have, like, a cruise ship out in space type of, you know, Lost in Paradise type of thing. That'd be uh-huh. pretty awesome.
Yeah.
See some aliens have an opera singer sing to me.
Some killer sunrises.
Yeah.
Literally, if you don't have the shades down, I guess.
Jeez.
Well, I feel like this is a fairly good dropping off point for this week's... Oh, you got another one here?
We got one more that we haven't mentioned because we're idiots.
Would have sold that one.
Well, this is one thing that I'm surprised we haven't mentioned. A transforming vehicle.
Mm? If I could actually have Optimus Prime come to life, I'm down for it, but what would your vehicle transform into?
A robot. Like, I want a triple changer, be able to change into a robot, a truck, a plane, something.
Yeah, but see, then then is it your slave, though?
No! Was Optimus Spike's slave?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are you going to trust any one of those?
Or if you're a Michael Bay fan, same with Wiki slave.
Let's say you're riding around in tracks. You going to trust that he's paying attention, not drive you off a cliff and go to the casino again?
Wow, that was a weird callback on that one.
You think Sea Spray is going to take you to your beach party? Is he going to find his mermaid girl? I don't know. He fell off and drowned somewhere, but I found my girlfriend.
It'd be cool to have. I guess the main topic of this podcast is, yes, we want these things to exist, but I think we mainly want a robot friend.
This is true. A robot friend that can be reprogrammed if it turns into a douche.
Download personality 35. I don't like 34 anymore, please.
Pretty sure that's what happened with Tony Stark. It is like Mark 74B.
Yeah.
Oh, that one broke the arm. Okay, you're in the trash heap. You're now cannon fodder. All right, so anyway. Let us know what you think. Hit up the comments. Find us on social media or here on Podbean down in the comments section down there, Facebook, Instagram, all those places. And let us know what gadget, device, technology you wish existed.
There's tons of stuff we didn't even hit.
Like, you know what? There's probably even things we haven't even thought of yet.
Like, give me a PIM particle. I'd love to shrink. Shut up. Anyway.
Worst pickup line ever.
Let us know what technology we missed, what you'd like to see.
And we're not going to steal your ideas and get rich of them, but if we do, I apologize.
Smart. We are not that smart.
Just imagine one of us trying to give an Elon Musk-style keynote address somewhere.
Remember how he did with his vehicle? That would be us. This glass is break. You can't break this glass. Oops.
Well, We'll talk to the engineers about that.
I promise this truck's still rendering.
Can I still have your money? Anyway. Well, thanks for joining us. We will talk at you next week.